This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three criminal laws which came into effect from yesterday will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the three criminal laws, Mr. Shah said the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier only the rights of the police were protected, but now victims' and complainants' rights will also be protected. The Home Minister said the priority in new laws has been given to crimes against women and children. He said new laws will also have the provisions against mob lynching. Mr. Shah also slammed the opposition, alleging that they have been spreading lies about these laws. The government has sought suggestions and response from students and parents to develop robust mechanisms in the National Testing Agency, NTA. In a social media post, Information Broadcasting Ministry said that high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Radhakrishnan has sought suggestions, views and ideas from students and parents. The ministry added they can express their views on reforms in the mechanism of the examination process, improvement in data security protocols and structure, and functioning of the NTA. Students and parents can send their response till 7th of this month to the committee. The Delhi High Court is scheduled to hear Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea challenging his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, linked to the alleged liquor policy case. The matter will be heard by a bench presided over by Justice Nina Bansal Krishna today. Kejriwal, in his plea, said that the CBI has not presented any new evidence or justification for his arrest in their arrest memo or grounds of arrest. The Aam Aadmi Party leader has challenged the court order on June 26, which remanded him in CBI's custody for 3 days. The CBI had arrested Kejriwal in the alleged liquor policy case on June 26. The arrest comes months after the Enforcement Directorate arrested him in a money laundering case stemming from the liquor policy scam. The United States Apex Court has for the first time recognized that former presidents of the country have immunity from prosecution for certain actions taken in office. The ruling comes as the U.S. top court threw out a judicial decision rejecting former President Donald Trump's bid to shield himself from federal criminal charges involving his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. The court yesterday ruled 6-3 that former presidents are shielded from prosecution for actions they take within their constitutional authority as opposed to a private capacity. The ruling marked the first time since the nation's 18th century founding that the Supreme Court has declared that former presidents may be shielded from criminal charges in any instance. The decision came in Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling rejecting his immunity claim. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the landmark ruling on behalf of the court's six-justice conservative majority. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Assam and Meghalaya today. Heavy rainfall is likely to continue in various parts of North India, including Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Bihar for the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions are also likely in Gujarat and West Coast. Meanwhile, the national capital observed very light drizzle early in the morning. However, for the rest of the day, generally cloudy sky with heavy rain is expected in the city. The minimum and maximum temperatures are likely to hover around 27 and 33 degrees Celsius. The fifth batch of 6,537 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in the cavalcade of 261 early this morning. And in wrestling, India finished on top at the Under-23 Asian Wrestling Championship 2024 in Amman, Jordan. The young Indian grapplers clinched a total of 8 medals in freestyle wrestling, including 4 gold, 2 silver and 2 bronze medals. This is an all-time performance of the Indian contingent at the prestigious event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.